All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there. I'm glad to have you guys with us. Everybody on our Talk 107 FM radio waves around the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Good morning to you guys. Turn this up a little bit louder. I know some people out there tailgating this morning and got us rocking and rolling. Everybody that's watching us all across the nation and wherever you at, good morning to you or watching us on our Facebook channel. Hit that subscribe button and watching us on our Facebook page. Hit that follow button. Follow us on our Facebook, The Jaguar Journal. Excuse my voice this morning. I continue to reiterate, I officiated a tough game last night, so it took a lot out of my voice. I had to keep things in order. So my voice not quite there. Late night, early morning, so no recovery time. So I can't give you that typical Perry White energy right now, because if I take it up any higher than this, listen, it's going to be cracking all over the place. The voice just not there. But hopefully by game time this evening, it gets back. And so as we continue to get this thing going, I'm talking about game time this evening. And the game time is Southern versus, guess what, Nichols, an in-state FCS matchup. I love these matchups. And for Southern, they're going to have their hands full as they welcome in Nichols today. And nobody better to talk about other FCS programs or all FCS programs than my man Zach McKenna for FCS Football Central. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, man. Appreciate you having me again.
Man, good to have you on, man. Listen, it's that time of the year as we continue to push down further into the schedule. And now we're talking about in the schedule. We got a rare matchup right here with Southern and Nichols, something that has not happened in such a long time. But let's talk about Nichols, right? Southern's opponent today. They come in on the season 1-3. They started the season with a 25-17 loss to Louisiana Tech. Then they came over to Baton Rouge a few weeks ago and kind of had the Tiger Nation, Tiger fans on the edge for a little bit in that game as they had narrowed that lead, deficit down 23-21. LSU ultimately pulls off 44-21. Then they go to Sacramento State and take a big L, 34-7. Sacramento State is a team I've been seeing a lot of noise about maybe moving up to FBS to the Pac-12. And then they came home for the first time on the season and took on a SWAC member, Mississippi Valley State, in which they got a big victory, 66-0. And now today's matchup, 1-3 Nichols versus Southern, 2-2, 6 o'clock, A.W. Mumford Stadium here in Baton Rouge. Zach, when you look at this Nichols team, right, a lot of Louisiana talent on that roster, but let's start offensively. And what I've seen from Nichols, they like to run the ball. And we all know running the ball takes a good O-line, and it takes some hell of a room of running backs. Let's talk about them. What do you see from Nichols offensively?
Yeah, you just mentioned it. I mean, and this is something that's been a common theme since Rebo's taken the job at Nichols. They're going to look to establish the run before anything. Now, you know, I think Southern might be at a little bit of a disadvantage because Nichols has been playing this year without their All-American running back, Jalen Spears. He got injured the first game of the season. From what I'm hearing, he is back today. So he's a guy that can do it all, man. He was actually an All-American for our publication last year and this preseason as an all-purpose player. He can do it on special teams. He can do it out of the backfield as a receiving back. He's explosive on the ground. And then they pair him with a guy in Colin Guggenheim who, I mean, Perry, me being an O-lineman, I really, really like physical running backs. This kid paints his entire face in eye black and wears a neck roll. It's just a different I went to the Nichols Sac State game last year, man, and I thought he was their linebacker. But, I mean, he's averaging like 5.2 yards per carry. They also got a lot of young guys. Against Valley, they had a freshman from Pensacola, Michael Brock, that really broke out. I think he had 132 yards on 8 carries. And it all starts with the offensive line. They have a 4-time all-conference center. They have multiple guys who have started over 30 games in their career. And, Perry, you know this. Offensive line continuity and chemistry is the biggest thing. And Nichols just has that. And you mentioned the reason they had that is they recruit the state of Louisiana really well, and they develop kids. Perry, you're never going to hear let me not say never. They just signed a 3-star kid out of Mobile recently, but you're not going to see Nichols on the top of any recruiting rankings, right? Mm-hmm. But they're going to get the kids that have shined in the state of Louisiana who want to be there, who want to be developed, And that's why you've seen Nichols win multiple conference championships under the staff of Revo. But I will say this, it's all about the rushing attack. Just because I think Pat McQuaid is your just prototypical game manager, Perry. Mm-hmm. I think he's looked better this year than he did last year. But Pat McQuaid, in my opinion, isn't someone who's going to be able to carry this Nichols team to many wins. If Southern can key in and stop the run, I think Southern has a massive advantage because I do think they're going to be able to pin their ears back and try to get after McQuaid in the pocket.
Yeah, you're talking about 455 rushing yards Nichols had over Mississippi Valley State. They also were able to put up 150 rushing yards on LSU. And then in that game against Louisiana Tech, Nichols also rushed for only 62. What happened in that Sacramento State? What did Sacramento State defense do to be able to contain that Nichols rushing attack? Because in that game, Nichols were only held to 10 rushing yards against Sacramento State.
So it was just generating negative plays, Perry. And also, too, let's put this into a little bit of perspective. Sacramento State, before last week, they got upset at Northern Arizona last week on the road where they had some – Sac State is a really, really good team. They had, I think, 3 turnovers that led to 21 points last week against on the road against Northern Arizona. So it's a little bit skewed there, but – they just have a really good front seven, man. They have an all-conference linebacker they got from Utah Tech and Will Leota. They got a really good defensive line, but the key was negative plays here. They forced 14 tackles for loss and 7 sacks in that Nichols State game. Held Nichols to 10 yards rushing on 31 carries. And like I said, McQuaid just doesn't have it in him to lead the team. So I do think that's where Southern's advantage starts, right? Because I would say the strength of Southern's defense is in the front seven, especially that defensive line. And that's really where it started for Sac State. The defensive line dominated the line of scrimmage and allowed their linebackers to flow freely and go make plays. And that's going to be the key for Southern, who I think, different than maybe Sac State, Perry, I think a lot of their playmakers are on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. So dominate the line of scrimmage, let Givens and Brown and all those guys just go make plays. And that's what you want to see if you're Southern's defense.
And you're talking about defense. Let's look on the other side for Nichols defense because Southern, we've had the struggles, with the offensive line. I think you saw Southern rotate the guys and kind of try some things out against Prairie View, and then you had the bye week to work on some things. But that Nichols defense, talk about them and what kind of fits could they give Southern today?
So as good of a matchup as I think Southern is defensively for Nichols, just because Southern's strength is stopping the run, Nichols wants to run the football, I actually think it's the same way on the other side, because we know Southern's going to want to establish the run first. With Dylan and Rhymes and all that talent at running back, try to take some pressure off of Bodden, who is getting another start today. But when you look at Nichols' defense, Perry, their strength is, I thought coming into the season their strengths were in the secondary, but they're, even with the 2 FBS games, with the Sac State game, they're holding opponents to 78 yards per game on the ground, less than 3 yards per carry. Mm. They've been really, really good on the against the run this year, and their stats are a little skewed here. I want to make sure we're fair to everything, because they had, I think, 6 interceptions against Valley, but let's not forget they also forced 3 interceptions and forced 2 fumbles against Louisiana Tech too, and that was something that was, I would say, their bread and butter last year defensively, Perry, is they forced turnovers at such a high clip. So this is going to be a massive test for Noah Bodden, because if he puts the ball in harm's way, and right now he's thrown more picks than touchdowns this year, if he puts the ball in harm's way, Nichols secondary, just they know how to take advantage of it. And I think their front seven is really, really good. It starts with the linebacking core led by Eli Ennis, who was a freshman All-American a few years ago. They got Rasheed Lovelace there, a defensive tackle who, if I'm not mistaken, was a freshman All-American last year. Hayden Shaheen, a linebacker as well. So they just got a lot of talent in that front seven. And I will say this as well, they're All-American defensive back Tyler Morton hasn't played since week 1. I don't know what his availability is today. If he's going to ever come back, man, after the bye week's the perfect time. So that'll be something to watch if Tyler Morton can get back healthy, because he led them in picks last year. and this nickel secondary led the Southland in turnovers last year.
Mm. Let me ask you this, as we look at this, and give me a comparison, because we saw Southern's offensive line get dominated by Jackson State's D-line in that game up in Jackson, Mississippi. In comparison of that Jackson defense and defensive line compared to looking at this Nichols, would you put them about what and what, or what would be your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I think Nichols' defensive line is probably better against the run than Jackson. The difference is they don't have anybody who's going to go get the quarterback like Jackson does, with like a Joshua Noble, a Phillip Webb, or anything like that. And also, too, I don't know if they're as aggressive as Jackson's front, but I will say this. I do think they're more physical at the point of attack against the run, and they're not going to be super flashy, Perry. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of pressure generated, anything like that. I mean, they've only had five or more tackles for loss in two games this year. They only put up three against Sac State. They didn't record a sack against LSU or Sac State, but they recorded 4-3 against Valley and Louisiana Tech. So it's really just hit or miss, but I would say they're more stout against the run. They just don't have that go-to pass rushers. They don't have any pass rushers really off the edge that scare you right now.
Yeah, and looking at them, that 1-3 record, hey, do not let that fool you, ladies and gentlemen, looking at that 1-3 record. This team is really good, and if they catch you slacking, like they did Mississippi Valley, they can run you out of a stadium. Let me ask you this, Zach, today. When you look at this matchup with Southern coming off the bye week after that win on the road at Prairie View in overtime, and you look at today's matchup with Nichols, who's coming off a bye week and off a big victory over Valley, does this seem like something that it can be manageable of a close game, or does this give you all the makings of maybe a blowout game? And for you, let me see.
You know, I talked about it earlier this week. I want to go Southern here in this one, Perry.
Really?
Really? I do, but here's where I'm sitting at, though. I'm not going to, but I want to. The thing is just, Perry, you know this. On paper, Southern has had teams. Like, let's just go back. This rivalry hasn't been played for a while, and this would be a good thing to talk about with the listeners, because I know you got the history. I was doing some research. Even when Southern on paper was the significantly better team than Nichols, they just find a way to lose.
Yep.
Because I think it was in the 90s, wasn't it, where Southern was undefeated and lost to, like, a below 500 Nichols team, and that's their only loss on the year?
It's just always Nichols gives Southern fits. And typically, I mean, you're talking about that. I go back even to the McNeese game this year. For three quarters, Southern looked like the better team. Southern was the only team, looked like so far this season, that was able to contain Clifton McDowell to the point they had to make a quarterback change. They have not had to do that since. And it was the miscues, and that's one of the things I talk to people about all the time. When you play these type of FCS teams, they'll sit back and just wait on your mistake. And when you make your mistake, they take full advantage of it. And that's what I'm hoping does not happen today. When you talked about the turnover battle, Southern does not need to be on the losing end of the turnover battle, because that's how you let the game get away from you quick. Because these teams like Nichols, McNeese, and those others, they pin their ears back ready for those opportunities. Southern has to play three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams today, and especially against a nickel team that one mistake, they'll take full advantage of it, Blue.
Yeah, and also, too, I'll be interested, because let's just say Nichols takes an early lead. Like, I just don't know. You know, you talked about the mindset of the Southern fans. What was it, like a few weeks ago on our Sunday show? And I just, what's going to be the energy in the stadium if Nichols jumps out 7-14-0, Perry? And the fans are looking around like, man, is this just another, you know, it's not a conference game, but still, like, we're expecting more. I think this isn't a must win for Southern, but I do think it's an important game, because I just think Southern needs some momentum. Like, you were losing momentum so fast, right? And then that TV game, like, was like a small injection of just energy and confidence in the Southern team. And now you're hearing people, with the way Grambling's falling off, with the way Texas Southern got beat last week, the way Alcorn's looked this entire year, you got a lot of people who are like, Southern really could win the West, right? They're in a good position to, at least, and we don't really trust anyone else in the West to win it. So I just think this a win here over Nichols, which it was a preseason top 25 team, still one of the favorites in the Southland. And talk about the momentum and the energy that would inject in the Southern program right now with back-to-back wins.
Yeah, and you say it is a must-win. You got Nichols at home. You had to go on the road to McNeese, right? That game was winnable, and you let it get away. Today's game against Nichols is a must-win. You're going to have the home crowd behind you. Guess what? Southern has not beat an in-state team not named Grambling in a very long time. And Southern has played pretty much everybody in the state of Louisiana at this point except Southeastern. They played Northwestern State, McNeese, Louisiana Tech, ULM, UL, Tulane, LSU. So all the D1s of the state, Southern has played and has not beaten any of them in a very long time. Today is an opportunity. And once again, these type of wins for me are what get the fan base energized again to say, because I always say, we've been playing the SWAC schools for 100 years. We know we can finesse the few schools that's out there, the Valleys, the Pine Bluffs, the Alabama A&Ms. It's been the big game in the SWAC that Southern has since been falling off. When I say the big game, the contenders, the Florida A&M, the Jackson State lately, the Alcorn, right? Those are the big games. But when you get a chance to get bragging rights over an in-state opponent that you recruit against, a lot of kids look at these programs and decide, hey, I'll go to Nichols, I'll go to McNeese, I'll go to Southern on that FCS level. You got to get this. And plus, this is a victory that a lot of fans, because they have not seen it in such a long time, this turned people head like Southern won that game. This is the type of win that you need. And I think for today, I'm a little skeptical of where it is just because the Southern's offensive line to get points. I've seen Southern's defense have to keep Southern in the game far too long and where the game just kind of get away from them. This is not one of those teams you can finesse. You got to really be able to come out and play. And for me, Southern's offense is going to have to establish themselves today. That's the only way I'm feeling confident about today, Blue.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Southern has to, I think, keep their defense off the field, just find some sort of offensive identity somewhere. Because I think the way Nichols plays, they're going to play downhill, you know, just try to wear you down type, just power rush football. And I just, as good as Southern's defense is, they're not good enough to be out there for 35 minutes
no,
this game.
Not this game.
And deal with that. So I think Southern can absolutely win this game, Terry. The problem that I'll say this, if T-Set was healthy, Terry, I'd be way more confident just because I'm a really, really big fan of his game. I worry about the turnovers of Noah. And that's my biggest, like, hang up right here with this game. And so I'm with you. The offense has to score. I will say this. I do think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I don't think either team gets over 24 points today. I think it's going to be a close game. 3-7-point-ish game. I lean 3 in my prediction. So I would expect to see just both teams try to establish the run. This game gets done fairly quickly. And we just see a good, I would just say a perfect example of just like trying to establish something on the ground. Cause I just don't know if either team is super confident in their quarterback airing it out today.
Yeah, man. I'm with you, man. I'm looking forward to it. Today's kickoff, 6:00. Blue, let the people know where they can find you, man.
Find me on the Blue Bloods, YouTube and all podcast streaming platforms. Find me on Sunday with my guy Terry White here on Facebook Live. And SI.com/college/FCS, Wall Central on SI, man. But Terry, as always, bro, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Blue, I appreciate you, man. And listen, on Sundays, if you guys want to watch us, we do a Sunday recap, FBS, FCS. I mean, we're all over the place on Sundays. You can tune in 9 a.m. Me and my man Blue and Jim Klein, Peter, at 9 a.m. On the Yard Network. If you've been watching on YouTube, you see all the On the Yard stuff. But if you haven't, you go follow On the Yard Network on Facebook. Us three, we do a full recap and breakdown. And I'm sure tomorrow is going to be interesting. All three of us look back at this game today and break it down. So if you want to continue to hear Blue and I, along with Jim, tomorrow, 9 a.m. On the Yard Network, go follow it on Facebook right now, and that way you'll be able to see us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Blue, man, as always, I appreciate you for coming on and giving your insight and your expertise when we're talking about FCS football.
Absolutely, man. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you, Blue. All right, let's get ready to take a break. On the other side, we're going to come back from this break, and we're going to have my man Jim Klein, Peter. We're going to talk some Southern University football. and see what the Jaguars have been doing this week to prepare for Nichols. All right, so y'all stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White. I think my voice is coming back just a little bit. I'm working on it. Trying to get it. Is it there, Mike? It's kind of almost still a little shaky. A little bit. Yeah, I lost my voice last night, everybody. You know, I'm a football official, so on Friday night, sometimes games get chippy. Sometimes I got to get in there. I had to get in there last night, okay? Hey, I had to make it do what it do. And so the recovery time from a late game coming into bright and early on a Saturday morning with you guys, I don't have much recovery time. So you should have heard my voice when the show first started. Oh, it was horrible. So it's like I'm elevating. I'm getting a little bit better. So I'm happy to be at least being able to talk a little louder. I've been having to be real low. So thank you for everybody out there listening. Talk 107.3 FM in the Baton Rouge capital city area. Glad to have you guys and everybody out there listening across the world, the nation, on our social media, the Facebook page, Jaguar Journal. Good to have you guys there. Hit the follow button and hit that subscribe button on our Jaguar Journal YouTube channel. And everybody out there, good morning. If you're tailgating, preparing for the game, getting up, LSU don't have games today, so I'm pretty sure. Hey, if you're an LSU fan, come over to Southern today, man. Guess what? The Jaguars got a game against Nichols, some good football, so you get a chance to check that out as well, man. Hope you guys are having a good day, and as we continue to keep the show going, got to get it going with my man Jim Klein, Peter, other advocate. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Perry. You know, a spoonful of honey will take care of your voice.
I didn't even get a chance to get it, man. So, you know, as the day go on, I'll be able to do that, Jim. Hey, as we jump into today's matchup with Nichols, Jim, talk to me about the preparation for the Jaguars this week.
Well, I think it was a good week for them to have off. Coming off, the last two quarters of the Prairie View game, they played probably as well as any time this season as a whole. So, with that momentum, being able to go into the off week, fix a few things, make some adjustments, it gives them some time to reset a little bit. So, I think that's good. And they're facing a team that's not going to do anything too fancy on them. Nichols likes to throw some trick plays, but only because they're so they're a grinding team. You know, they like to make you stop them running the ball, and then they'll hit you with the pass occasionally. So I'm looking for Southern to play well. You should play well coming out of an off week with a little bit of momentum going in.
Hey, Jim, let me get you to hold 1 second, man. We're going to get ready to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good to have you guys with us this morning. My man Jim Klein, Peter on the line. And I got a special guest here in the studio. This is not his first time, but he's back again. My man Nate Harrison. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning. How you guys doing out there?
Nate the Great. He's got him in the studio, y'all. And as we continue to talk about matchups, did you ever play Nichols while you were in school?
Plenty of times.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. Jim, as we continue the conversation, man, let's talk about Southern, man. Any improvement for you seeing this offensive line rotating guys from that game against Prairie View and then coming into the bye week and now today's matchup?
I just think it's part of the overall process. They put a couple of new starters in, and they do rotate. You know, a lot of coaches don't like – they like to play the same five guys as long as they're healthy. But Southern has rotated some guys in the second half. But I have to say – they definitely play better in the second half. And I got the feeling from talking to players and talking to Coach Graves that he really read them the riot act at halftime. He said, come on, you know, you're better than this. And I think it helped them. And the offensive line in particular played much better. They had 162 of their 191 yards rushing in the second half. Mm-hmm. So it was like a different story. And you know, it's true. It's the hardest position to play because you've got to play in concert with four other people. And everybody's got to be on the same page. And no offense can work unless the offensive line works.
Nate, let's talk about some of the times. How many times did you play Nichols during your career at Southern?
I played against them three times. We played three times against them. We won two, lost one.
What was it always like when you had to take on Nichols coming out of Thibodaux? You know, those a lot of in-state guys, man. They looking at like, hey, you in-state, we in-state, trying to beat you.
Yeah, it was almost like a big rivalry because a lot of players that we have are from that area.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to have their friends and family coming out to play against them, It was pretty heated. I remember, like, I think the last time that we played Nichols, we lost to him. And it was ironic because the guy that beat us was one of the guys I played soccer with. I grew up playing soccer with. He was their kicker.
Ah.
Beat us with the field going in.
Oh, man. So you talk about that history, man, being able to take on. You said you played them three times. It's like a rivalry, but not really a rivalry.
Yeah, when you're at Southern and you're playing and you're in the heat of the moment, you just hate to lose anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to really lose to an in-state rivalry or somebody that's gonna have them bragging rights on you for that next year, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
And Jim, you talking about this matchup today? Looking at Southern's defense now, I just got through talking with Blue about Nichols' run game, who ran for 455 yards in a 66-0 victory over Mississippi Valley. When you look at Southern's defense, particularly at that defensive line, does this set up as a game with a run-heavy team like Nichols where Southern can possibly find some success being able to suppress the run with their run defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key matchup in the game. And I talked to Tim Rebo at Nichols, and he said he thinks they can have some success against them, but he says the heart of Southern's defense is its ends and its linebackers, and so they're gonna have to work hard. This isn't Mississippi Valley that they're going against. So this Nichols team got yardage against LSU. They put 21 points up against LSU in week two. So that's going to be the most interesting matchup in the game.
Yeah, 150 yards rushing in that ball game for Nichols against that LSU defense. And Nate, I'll come back to you. You look at this matchup, Nichols versus Southern University. You said you played in this game many times. Southern and Nichols has a history of playing each other. I know a lot of Southern fans say they hated having to go down to Thibodaux. And then now Nichols coming to Baton Rouge. When you look at this matchup for you, what you think about it?
Well, it's going to be tough. And like he was saying, I think it's really going to boil down to the defense. The linebackers are going to have to be super active,
mm-hmm.
because that heavy run game that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And their offensive line is pretty tough. I watched some of the plays that they had against LSU,
mm-hmm.
and these guys were really getting at it. You know, early in the game. So, if our defensive ends and our linebackers can sustain the run, I think we'll be all right.
Hey, everybody. I said, Nate, do we got to suit you up and just don't take that helmet off, son. Just keep that helmet. Jim, all right, let's look at special teams today, because I believe special teams is going to play an integral part, because when I look at teams like Nichols, the same way like Magnese, you have to play three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. Southern played a little bit of offense against Magnese. It was a lot of defense, but it was the special teams that ultimately lost that game for Southern against Magnese. Now you look at Nichols. Teams like this take advantage of your miscues. Looking at special teams today, how important and where are you looking at in terms of the special teams game today for Southern?
Yeah, it's always big. If you win the special teams, you got a good chance of winning the game. And I think they got their special teams issues sorted out. They've had a field goal block since that first game, but that's a blocking situation. So I haven't seen anything bad. I think they need to get a little bit better performance out of their punter. He's been kind of inconsistent. Kenny Pham, he got some good shots off in the first game against the McNeese State, including he had some good kicks into the wind, which surprised me. You know, he really kind of came through for him there, but he's been very inconsistent They need to get 35, 40 yards with no return on his kicks. That's the only thing I see. They've got one of the best field goal kickers and the best kickoff men in the conference. So Southern special teams are strong. Chandler Whitfield back there on punt returns, you know, he's going to break one eventually. So I think they're on the plus side with special teams right now.
And Nate, you not only was the quarterback, you were the kicker as well. What about special teams for you?
Special teams play a major part. If the punter can get a punt off, and what I've seen from him, the times that he's messing up, he's tend to rush himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you see the guy coming in your face and he wants to get it off and it's a bad kick, he might shank it a little bit or pull it too far to the right or left. But if he can be consistent, if he can get him pinned down and let the defense go to work from there, then I think we'll be having a good shot. But special teams is definitely going to play a part. We can't have any turnovers on special teams. No block punts.
Yeah, now and Southern, how about Big Willie Miles getting that block, Jim. The game-winning block against Prairie View, blocking the field goal, man. The shortest thing out there, blocking field goals.
Yeah, you know, that's it's a good effort. And late in the game, you know, a field goal like that, the guy putting out that kind of effort, because it's hard to do. The field goal is supposed, it's quick. You know, it's supposed to be, you have a certain, like, I don't know, less than 2 seconds to try to get it off. That's hard to get through and get through a guy blocking you to block a field goal in that situation. So, you know, props to Willie. It's a really tough thing, and he really kind of he set that victory up for him with that block.
And you talking about the last time you lost to Nichols, it was to a field goal. Talk about that game.
We went back and forth with that game. I think in the end it was 27-28, or I think we lost. I know we lost by like 2 points because a field goal. Jimbo Windham was one of the guys I played soccer with,
mm-hmm.
traveled the world with, and the guy can kick. Like, the minute he walked on the field, I was had my head in my hands, like, oh, my God, like, is this what it's going to come to?
Yeah.
But like he said, that field goal and blocking the field goals are major because if you recall the Bayou Classic, 1 year we won 31-30,
mm-hmm.
and it was Malcolm Peek who blocked the extra point at the end of the game to save the game for us.
You know, yeah, that is big. Do you ever get any of your kicks blocked back in the day?
No, sir.
All right, Jim, man, as we get ready to close this thing out, I need your predictions for today's Southern versus Nichols game and how you truly feel. Keep it real with me, Jim.
Yeah, it's going to be low scoring. I picked it in the paper today, I think 23-17 or something like that. Nichols going to win. I just think Southern's still coming together. Nichols is coming out of an open day too. This is how Southern's going to live. They're gonna play low scoring games, and it's just going to be depending on how much offense they can get. I think besides the running game versus the Southern run defense, I think is Noah Bowden going to continue to improve, because he showed some improvement in the second half also. And with him, I think it's how much they give him, because he doesn't have to carry the offense. He just has to facilitate it. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's it, Jim. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Jim Klein Peter at Jim Klein Peter on Twitter. And I'm on The Advocate. I'll be at the game tonight.
And Jim will be with me in Blue tomorrow. Zach, on our Facebook Live, On The Yard Network, Facebook Live, 9 a.m., as we're going to recap today's game. So, Jim, hopefully we can say something good tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jim. Hey, man, thank you as always.
Thank you, Perry.
All right. I'm going to hold up for a break for a second, though. But I love the conversation because you are familiar with this program. You know Nichols is going to bring it. Southern needs to bring it today.
Definitely. Most definitely. They got to bring it. They can't have any lapse in judgment. And bottom line, we got to play mistake-free football.
Yeah.
Mistake-free football gives us that chance of pulling out ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm a true Southernite, so Southern win. Go Jags.
Go Jags, true Southernite. Yeah. I'm a true Southernite, too, but I be like, I watch a lot of football, man. But they got to put on their pants just like we put on our pants. One leg at a time. And so I'm looking forward to the matchup today. You will be over at the game. So if y'all see Nate, man, you make sure y'all take some pictures with him and show him some love. Southern great. Baton Rouge, somebody put in the comment, Baton Rouge hero. Good to have you here in the studio with me, man, this morning. Glad you was able to stop by, man, and enjoy the game today. And so, man, just first of all, good to have you here. I can't always say that enough, just because of the legendary aura around who you are and what you meant to Southern during your time playing.
I really appreciate it, and I enjoy being here every time. Just like all you other Jaguar, all the other Jaguar fans out there, homecoming's next week. We want to see you in the place. Support your Jags. Go Jags.
That's it. You going to be on a homecoming float or something?
I will be there. I will be in the parade with, I want to say Delphinus.
Yeah.
It's one of the guys that I normally work with.
Uh-huh.
But I will be on that float. We will be in the parade.
All right, man. Well, look, y'all see Nate in the parade. Don't throw nothing at him. He probably throw something at you.
I'm going to throw the candy at you. Don't throw it back.
All right, let's get ready to take a break. Nate, thank you for coming in this
morning,
man.
Thank you for having me, man. Anytime.
Yes, sir. We come back from the break. We're going to get ready to close things out. So y'all stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, here we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. And as this show continues, my voice is getting better and better and better. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get the voice back, because 2 hours ago, I couldn't even do this. It was rough. I almost had to do sign language for the people watching on the YouTube, man, because my voice was completely out of there last night. Officiating the game got a little chippy, but I had to get in there, break guys up, get it going. And now, you hear me? I'm a little louder now, so it's good. As the day progressed, good morning to everybody listening to Talk 107.3 FM out in the Capital City area. Good to have you guys with us. Hey, anybody want to go to the game today? Southern versus Nichols, call in 225-499-1073. I'll give you some tickets, so you better call in quick. I got about 6-7 minutes before I get off the air. I already got Lewis Tate going to the game today. Would you like to go to the game as well? Listen, I don't care who you are. LSU don't have a game at all today. So, LSU fans, if you're listening, come on over to the other side, man. Come on over to the hump. Come enjoy yourself today. Watch some good football and watch a hell of a legendary halftime show as the man, the maestro himself, Mr. Lawrence Jackson, former director, band director at Southern University, will be honored today. And they have some things that they're going to do to have you guys thoroughly entertained at halftime today. 225-499-1073. Anybody want to go to the game? I'm going to hook you up. So you give me a call real quick before I get out of here. Southern versus Nichols today, 6 o'clock. Going to be one hell of a game between these programs. Look, games around the SWAC today. You're going to have Prairie View against Incarnate Word. Prayer if you got that big victory over Grambling in 5 overtimes. How about over in Montgomery, Alabama today? Florida A&M playing Alabama State. Is Alabama State's homecoming? I saw just this morning they've already sold over 20,000 tickets for that game. They're expecting a huge crowd, and I expect nothing less between two teams who have been picked 1 and 2. And for Florida A&M, the defending Black College National Champions and defending East Division Champions in the SWAC, this is going to be a game that I believe they're going to take serious, because guess what? In the SWAC preseason, they had Alabama State pick to win the East. Alabama State, Florida A&M, that game today, 2 o'clock ESPN+. Plus. I believe that is a must-watch. How about our friends right up the street, Lorman, Mississippi? It is homecoming at Alcorn today. I saw a picture. They had traffic. I don't know if it was 10 o'clock last night, 12, midnight, whatever the case. It is hard to get to the reservation, and I can assure you the traffic is bagged up down 61 right now if you're trying to get over there. They're taking on my hometown, the Golden Lions, and my mom's alma mater, UAPB. UAPB could pull an upset today. They come in this game 1-3, Alcorn 2-3. UAPB, I think, could pull an upset, but this homecoming is always tough up there on the reservation. The Alcorn Braves versus the UAPB Golden Lions, 2 o'clock kickoff today. It's also homecoming over in Houston as Lynchburg takes on Texas Southern's. Texas Southern's homecoming, coming off that big loss to Jackson State. Then the Tigers and the Bulldogs, Alabama A&M and Jackson State over in Biloxi today. Excuse me, not Biloxi, in Mobile, Alabama. All of them up against the coast. They're up in Mobile, Alabama for the Gulf South Challenge, the Gulf South Classic, you know, Gulf Coast Classic, what they used to call it back in the day, the Gulf Coast Classic. Well, I think it's the Gulf Coast Class Challenge, these, whatever. It's the Gulf Coast. You know, it's in Mobile Hill. You know what I'm talking about. And that should be a good one. Alabama A&M versus Jackson State. Jackson State coming off that big win last week against Texas A&M. Alabama A&M did not play last week because that game against Florida A&M was postponed due to the hurricane, and you know, prayers to everybody who was affected over on the East Coast to that hurricane. As always, people here in South Louisiana understand, because at any given time, it could be us. So prayers to everybody affected. And then Southern versus Nichols today, man. I look, y'all can say what y'all want about Perry. I'm just a little leery of it. It's the non-conference matchups always have me leery when it comes to Southern. That's just how I feel about it. If it's a FCS or a Division I matchup in non-conference, I'm just leery of it. Why shouldn't I be? It's been a long time since we've beaten somebody on our level that is not in the SWAC. And I saw the game against Magnese, right? But I got faith. I believe, trust me, I really do. This is one of those must-win games. Southern's going to have the home crowd once again like we had with Magnese. You have the opportunity to get the crowd going. Next week, we'll be on the road at Houston and Texas Southern. which that should be one hell of a game. And then you come back with homecoming. Can you imagine if we beat Nichols, then go and beat Texas Southern, going into that homecoming game with Alcorn? That's the type of energy I like. We can't stagger into homecoming. We got to walk tall into homecoming. Walking tall means, hey, defending home turf against anybody. You got an opportunity today, Jaguars, to defend home turf against Nichols, an in-state team who would love nothing more than to say that they beat Southern. Everybody loves if they can have the opportunity to say that they beat Southern. So for today, you got to defend your home. You got to be able to get this win. And guess what? There's a lot of naysayers out there that's picking Nichols. I'm almost a naysayer. But let a naysayer know, okay? Tell me something. Show me something different. If not, I'm going to continue to be a naysayer because you haven't shown me anything. I watched us give away a game at McNeese State. McNeese is an FCS top 25 team now. Did you guys know that? They are FCS top 25 team now. And the way that I watched us play for three quarters, we were right there with them until we just had the miscues on special teams. Now they are an FCS top 25 team and have not lost a game at home. So now today, show me something, Southern. I don't believe, but then I do believe. I don't even know if that makes sense. It's just the Jaguar in me, right? I got the rock with you. But at the same time, I watch football, man, and I watch too much of it sometimes. And I get my mind from reality to what I really want in terms of just how I feel. And that's when I got to separate how I feel to the reality. The reality of it is, from what I've seen with Nichols thus far this season, they can play some football. And if you don't come ready to play, they'll run you up out of there. But my pride said we at home. It's A.W. Mumford, Pete Richardson Field. It's the Jaguars. This is a tough place to come play. That's my pride. My pride is telling me ain't no way Nichols should be able to come in here and beat us at our home field. Just ain't no way. But then I watch that football and that reality, and I say, damn, they can run the ball. And they're going to do it many different ways. Trick plays, wildcat, whatever way they can do. They play in the game like it's NCAA. Y'all played NCAA 25, right? I got NCAA. They play it like me, basically. A lot of misdirection, jet sweeps, wildcat. You're just going to get it all. It's going to be different. It's not what you're going to see from Southern. Step back, throw. And look, Southern, come on with it today, baby. Make me proud. Make the Jaguar Nation proud. Can we do that? That's all the Jaguar Nation want is a victory at home. Let's defend the home turf. It's ours. It's not theirs. Let's not give it up. I don't know no other way. Y'all going to make me lose my voice again from yelling. Don't have me yelling tonight. I want to be cheering. I don't want to be yelling. I want to be cheering tonight. I want to hear the fight song 50 times tonight. I want to hear the fight song all night. First down, touchdowns, intercept. I want to hear the fight song all night. Don't you, if you're going to the game? That's all I got for you. That's all I got. I got to save the rest of my voice for a little bit later. Man, listen, as always, man, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm just Perry White, man, and I appreciate the support that you guys give, the love, man. My man Mike holding it down back here. He'll be at the game today. Mike coming to the game. So if you see him, you say, what's up, Mike? You're going to see him. Y'all will see him. Guess what? You'll see Mike at the game today. He's going to be there for Southern and Nichols, man. 6 o'clock kickoff. Thank you to everybody tuning in on Talk 107.3 FM each and every Saturday. Man, I appreciate you, whether you're a Southern fan or not. If you're just listening, thank you from Perry White. I appreciate you. Everybody that's watching across the nation on our YouTube channel, I appreciate you. Hit the subscribe button. And if you are listening on the radio, go hit the subscribe button and go follow us on YouTube as well as on Facebook. Hit that follow button. Good morning to everybody out there tailgating. I know y'all guys are having a good time. I'll be out there momentarily to have a good time with you. The game will be on Jaguar Sports Network a little bit later. Hope you guys enjoy yourself. And then tomorrow, if you guys want to hear the recap of this game, Jim, along with Blue and myself, will be on the On the Yard Network Facebook Live. So you go follow On the Yard Network. We'll be doing a recap of today's game and many other games across the country. So thank you for you guys and tuning in, man. As always, I love you, and I really do, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I'll be back next week at the same time and the same place. As always, it's the Jaguar Journal.